This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Pashas Teldis just had Birchas Yitzchak. It was such a big Asik around Birchas Yitzchak. The brachas was supposed to go to Esav. They went to Yankiv. A ganze tunnel back and forth. Esav, Yankiv, Rivka, Yitzchak, Birchas Yitzchak. What were Birchas Yitzchak? What is it? What is Birchas Yitzchak? What's the maila? What's the kayach of Birchas Yitzchak? What is it exactly? Is it a Birchas Tzadik? Is it the kayach of a Birch of a Tzadik? Or is it Birchas Av? The Patagita Bracha. What is the Yisoid of Birchas Yitzchak? If you notice how many times in the Psukim is Mudgash, it's emphasized, B'ni, 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 Ben, B'ni, extra words, extra Psukim. V'hi kizokin Yitzchak v'tichenei nev me'ra'is. Vayikra es Esav b'noi ha-gadol. Vayoyim reylov b'ni. Vayoyim reylov hineini. The ganze pasuk is ibrik. Vayikra es Esav b'noi ha-gadol. Vayoyim reylov hineini. Vayoyim reylov b'ni. Vayoyim reylov hineini. And back and forth. I could read you pasuk after pasuk. Dachzach 18 mal steht Bni, Ben, Benoi. Rivka spoke to Esa, to Yaakov Benoi. The Rivka Sheimas B'Dabel Yitzchak Esav Benoi. The Rivka Amel Yaakov Benoi. Weiter Ben and weiter Ben and weiter Benoi. Read Rabbi say the Psukim. Mamish extra where we already know by now who Esav is. And we already know who Yankiv is, the alts, the kinder von Yitzchak, and the kinder von Rivka. Why is it Mudgash so many times? Ben, Ben, Ben. So the embassy is, I remember a time and a place, years ago, Azeda, Ababe, Amame, Flakredin mit der Kinderzoi, mein teure Kind. Every sentence begin, my teire kind, my teire kind azoye, my teire kind kumen, my teire kind stay. That world is gone. Chaval, a lost world, forgotten world. I still was zeiche to somewhat grow up in that atmosphere. That everything was spoken to a child with the introduction of mein kind. And maybe that's the psukim. Why would the Torah be madgish it so much? First pasuk, vayoyim reylov b'ni. I mean, what's the conversation? Vayoyim reylov b'ni, vayoyim neini. He called Esav, vayoyim neini. Esav said, I'm here. Vasav said, me, and back and forth, and ben, and b'ni. There's a machlekes v'sheinim. What was the maila and the kayach of Birchas Yitzchak? Devin Ezra learns that it's tefillah. It's a tefillah. Devin Ezra's marich to understand the pasuk mem. What is the maila of Birchas Yitzchak? And he says, Pashtis comes out lemaskana that it's a kayach of tefillah. Hanachayim be'enayt is the maskana of the Devin Ezra pasuk mem. Shebirchas hanavi ke'en tefillah hi. It's a tefillah. Vashem shama tfilosai ki ikr zeis habrach al zaram. So the Ebenezer learns clearly that Birchas Yitzchak is a tfila. Sefer Ikrim is chaylik and he's marich back and forth. Yeah, the pshat of the Ebenezer, nit, the pshat from the Ebenezer. And he declares that maybe it's not so much a tfila, but it's a nevuah. Chanavi. Yitzchak is not just Yitzchak, der Tzadik, aber es ist der Chechanovi. Und in Eile liegt in sein Brachis Nevuah for the future. And then he asks back and forth on this Mahalach as well, and he comes out to a Maskana that actually it's a mixture of both. It's a mixture of Tfilah and Neviyas ala Asidus. Interesting. Now basically we find that there's a thing called Birchas Av Leben. Every father bencht seine Kinder. What is that? It's definitely not Divrei Neviyas. Sicher nicht kein jeder Mensch, nicht kein Navi. I want to tell you something interesting. It just popped into my head. I'll tell it over to you. So da pelig genayim eli melech. Pelig, mamish apelig. You know, the name of a person is a symbol for what the future of the person is. Shema kagarim, as Ezek the Gemara. The name of the person has in it somewhat of the asidus, the future of the person. Says the Noyim Alimelech, Bishleim, you go to a tzaddik, and he tells you the name of the child. The Torah, we find many times, even the Eibishter called names of certain the Ovis, Ayikra Shmoy, the Rebbein Shalom called their names. So then you can understand the name as an asidus. What does he know when he chooses the name? Usually they choose the name. Either it's in the parasha, either it's a fight between the two sides. Okay, good. So where is the nevuah chelik of them? Zok the Naim Elimelech, that the name of the child is placed in the heart and mind of the father by the Rebbein Mishloim. Ain't a psa nevius of the osid of the child. Over shalpella. Psa tata tasa psa koyach. He has a psa koyach, as he's up the name of Elimelech. Ain't a psa ruach hakodesh. Here we find birchas haben, that a father gives a bracha. We'll soon see when the times are to give the bracha. The minig, of course, is Erev Yom Kippur. Many have the minig Shabbos, Friday night before the Suda. Now, how do we understand that bracha in lieu of the Rishenim that we just learned? We just learned that there's a machlekes. What is Birchas Yitzchak? Zu siat tvila? Zu hanevius. So what is the Birchas Ha'av Leben? So Pashas, you have to say it's a tvila. Chayra, yeah? What is it? Nevius? Pashas, it's a din of tvila. But a father has a kayach to be mispalel ha'av. The father gives a bracha tefila to the bed. Unmeinishin stama tefila ba'alma. There's an interesting guy in Aliyas Eliyahu. It's at gebracht that the guy was never mevarach his children ever, not even Erev Yom Kippur. The last year of his life, he called in his children Erev Yom Kippur and he gave them a bracha. The main birchas haben, it's not a small thing. I'm trying to give to understand what is the birchas habanim? Is that the chalamal? We get the brachas to kinder. What is it? Is it a tefillah? When I say a tefillah, so it needs to have a special time. Get that bracha jeden tag. Was ist schlecht? Was ist schlecht, dass wir get that bracha jeden tag zu akin? Was hat bis Yom Kippur? Why Erev Yom Kippur get me a bracha zu akin? So you see that it's not stama arweis a tfile. It's nicht gesta mincha. And don't think mincha is a small thing. It's nicht gesta meirev. It's got to be more. It's got to be something. Because you see that it's designated for Erev Yom Kippur. And the Gaon only did it. Saif Chayev, we find that Birchas Yitzchak was also Saif Chayev. Yankiv also, B'Saif Chayov, he says, Hinini, I'm going to die, and therefore I want to give over the brachas. You see that there's an inyan of Birchas Av. There's something about Birchas Av lifnei Meisei, before a person passes away. And it's interesting, when was Birchas Yitzchak? It was the night of Pesach. According to the Chazal, it was Leila Seder. Rivka gebeten, Rivka asks to bring Shnei Gedayizim, Chazal say, one for the Chagigah, one for the Kohen Pesach, because it was Pesach. The wine was Abakasis, so Shteit Mefarshim. So you see, there was Zman in Yeila, there were times, the Hoiben at Zeiten, where there was a bracha. It was a Zman to give a bracha to a child. Before a person dies, like Yitzchak, Yankiv, Zman of Pesach by night, Zman of Erev Yom Kippur. So what is Bechas Abanim? What is it? What is the koyach from the bracha from Atate to Akin? What is it? So Abaisai, let's talk a little bit. There's a peledik Chassam Sefer. Chassam Sefer in the Tshuvas and Archaim, Simil Chav Gimel, discusses Bechlal, why do we have Birchas Kehanim every day? Why do we do it every day? And he brings from the Tshuvas, for Reb Zalman Margolius and Tshuvas Beis Ephraim, that asked this question, why don't we do Birchas Kehanim every day? So there's a very famous Ramah. Ramah says, Achtam Achidish, that he was Mechadish on his own. Egin Achidish, the Ramah. What's the Achidish? It's not brought down anywhere else. Achidish of the Ramah. Birchas Kehanim has to be B'simcha. You need Simcha for Bracha, for Birchas Kehanim. The time when people are besimcha the most is on Yom Tif, by Musaf, when they're ready in their minds, they're ready to go home to eat the Suda. Since Birchas Kehanim needs Simcha, so you need a time that's Miyuchah for Simcha. And that is by Musaf, because people are ready. They're thinking of the good meal the wife prepared for them is the Mibbe Simcha. Santa Ramah, Bam Shapele. The Chassam Sefer says a different reason. Zog the Heilige Chassam Sefer. V'nirli atam, tam pashit. Because by Nesias Kapayim, it's written after the Avodah. V'yered Maseis Hachatas V'yavarches Am Aron HaKohen. So it's a chelik of Avodah. And Avodah needs machshava. It needs kavanah. If not, Avodah say psula. It's pigul. Birchas Kehanim also needs machshava. Because people are tarud. During the week, people, they can't be mechavin properly. I feel as mitrachchen am bissel kavan in davnin. The kapishen in the gas vu mit da fleifen und gein und stein. So mehl habe ich das in psula. So therefore it couldn't have been done during the week. It needed dafki yom toivim where people mom yoshev. And then the Chassam Sefer says a dove shel pella. He brings from the machsa. Alaminik shenegim levarach elad b'shabbos v'yontiv for the same reason. Why do we only do it Shabbos v'yontif? It's interesting, notice that it's yontif also. Every Rav gets the shayla. Birchas Kehanim, Birchas Banim, is it only Friday night or is it yontif to shtetach yontif eichet? Okay. Because the whole week the father is tarut. Friday night he's not so tarut. I know a lot of houses, they're not tarot, but when Shlof dying, it remains taka, the race of Kavan is Friday night that a person has. Hetchach shalom aleichem, the bet aleich. Vayachem l'shalom, ken Shlof, the bisl Shlof was a chav of Shabbos. But akupanim istamich, it's better for Kavan a Friday night, umemeyla pichas keyanim. It's only Shabbos. Yon bichas haben is only Friday night. What do you see from here? That he compares the Birchas Habanim to Birchas Kayanim. What's this? No, 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 Sefer. What is this Chassam Sefer? Birchus Kohenim is an Avoida. It is Takin Avoida. So if you don't have Kavani, it's Shayek the Pigel. Zok the Chassam Sefer, who Adin, it's the same thing Friday night when you give a Birchus Abonim. Birchus Abonim, a Bracha. What's the Mailer? You ever see where you give a Bracha to a guy by a Chassid that means that he's thinking already either about the dessert and how to get out of the chasana. Was the grace of brachas was me? You shouldn't do it. Why? Because you don't have the right kavana. It's avidosai psula. So pashtar. Bishlam and nisias kapayim. That's an avoider. That's an avoider. But what is birchas abanim? That's an avoider that you could compare it to the Nesias Kapayim. That you need a special din machshav of them. What's made us? I want to read to you Rabbi Yisrael Sipuna, Haplo fellow. The Sipuna says, Lavan, after having a fight with Yankiv Avinu, at the end of this week's parsha. So Rabbi say, don't have tainus samiach, learn let's the vox parsha. So a chelik for them is the vox parsha. Good. On tainus of them. Parsha vayetze. Vayashkim love and babayka, the master of this week's parsha. Vayashkim love and babayka, vayanashik levonov and livnesov, vayavarech eshem. Gives them a bracha. Frek the sipuna, who cares? Lovin's brachas. Dazalche brachas, what you can do without. As I frag the Sipun Akash, a big deal, love in a state and posse, my vore, ila de greife tzadi, amal, hat a mensch geht herum, and er sagt, er hat a brache von Reb Chaim Kanievski, oder von Ananda, von Skolene, wer begweiss alle greise gedele Yisrael, und eichet von Obama hat a brache, das was er sagt. Und gefragt er doch, But you see, the Sipun is not even happy with this. It's more than that. Omna. Sipa bichas lavan libnaisav. The Torah is teaching. The Torah is writing over the story. Lahairais. To teach. There's a learning from them. What's some learning from them? Her alashin rabbeisai from the Sipun. Her. Shebich asa'av ashehi albonav. Even Lavan, Tchvata Tata. Tata's a bracha. And that bracha abanav is b'chal nafshoi b'li sofik. Rai. Shetachol Yosef b'skul ha-selim elikim ha-mevarech. It's a lot better than a regular person stamas are giving a bracha. It's not b'chas hedyit, it's more than b'chas hedyit. It's more than altia birchas hedyit. Tata's a bracha. Yatra beisrei. Mit ongefein in the shir. Versus birchas Yitzchok. Avada Yitzchok is der tzadik. Und der novi. Und der godl. Und mistom is der amiseiref. Und brachas von Avram Avinu. Emes. But you see, the tale was madgish. Mein zoon, kum, mein bir. Mein zoon, im ezet chaninyu for birchas abonim. What is it? And the teretz is, in the akoyach. It's not a bracha. It's not out here birchas hedyit kala beinecho. There's something called birchas ha'av. Versus ra'i shetachel. I want to show you something interesting. We find by the brachas of Yitzchak and by Yankiv. Aninu finishika. It's a kushin. In Pasuk Chavav, the Pasuk says clearly that Yitzchak bet Mayoim Reilov Yitzchak Aviv Gishono Vishakoli Bini. Get my kush. Ninya to give a kiss. To receive from him. As he state the pasuk. We find in the Birchas Yankiv also, he tells Yosef, Kachim Na'ilai, bring him to me. and he gives them a kiss. Vayichabik aisam, vayinashik aisam. Pasuk says clearly, Ve'ein Yisrael kavdim izaykin. Pasuk in Vayichi, Perik memchet pasuk yud. Ve'ein Yisrael kavdim izaykin liyichal liyreis. Hayagish aisam eilo, vayishak lem, vayichabik lem. So here's God interessant. The tata get the kush. And by Yitzchak, when verkehrt. Interessant, or? Here, maybe the scat na dairis, you know that way, say. I'm all with like ain't kush the tata. Ain't that the tata noch life in the kingdom kushin. All right. Efsche. Savitz. Or the ain't sag zetbin. The door steht an inje von the shik. It's brought down in the Siddha Arizal. That before you get a birchas av, muss man zugehen zum Taten geben a Kusch. Das ist auch der Arizal. Hab geben a Kusch. Was ist der Ringen von der Kusch? So Paschit, ich weiß, darf sein am Matze von Chibel, Chayru. Obviously, I want to talk to you more about this. Ich will euch sagen, ihr die ist, was nicht alle weiß. Chidusche. There's a Peledik Rabbeinu Bechai in Paschit Balak. Rabbeinu Bechai, he says that when you give a klala, a chelik from the klala is to look at the person and to mention the name. Und der Brach ist verkehrt. Mir geht jemandem a Brache, you give someone a Brache, darf man ihm gucken in Panim. Und man darf geben ihm die Brache mit seinem Namen. Sagt Rabbeinu Bechai, where does he see this from? The Pasuk allein. The Pasuk steht, that Balak asks Bilam, Lecha Areli Yakov, Lecha Zamo Yisrael, Yankif Yisrael. We know already what Balak had a one-mind agenda. Shilton Klal Yisrael. He doesn't have to repeat it again and again. Lecha Areli Yakov Yisrael, Zaka Ben Bechaya. Perik Chav Gimel, Pasuk Zayin. And you have to mention. That's all in the nomen from the mensch, from Zakta Klala. Unverkehrt ist bei Brache, Zakta Rabbeinu Bechaya. As we see, Mateva Alecha. No, Yaakov. Mishkreisecha ye. Israel. Zet men doch beide tzadim. Yaakov Yisrael den nomen. Azei Zakta Rabbeinu Bechaya. And how do we know that you have to look? Because it says clearly, he took him up. Mirai Surah Merenu, Medav Kukin in Panim. Ich habe eine Kasha, Rabbi Yisrael. A good kash. By tefillah, halach is that you don't have to mask the shame of the chayla or the person you're davening for when you're standing by the bay. We learn this out for Miriam. Samogin Avram in Simin Kuf Yotes, klar. By bazai, shtalz hafad the kash. Meletach von Moshe. Kel, na, refon, na, la. You didn't mention the name. We learn from over here that you don't have to say the name. So why? By tefillah. No, daf min zogin them namin. Why when we get a bracha, daf min zogin yada namin. Hamedikah. When the teretz ravei sayis. Obviously, it's nitzta ma tefillah. You see that it's not just to daven about the person. A bracha for natat is not just tefillah. A bracha for natat is a kesher. A bracha is a kesher with the mensch. It's not just davening for the person. Volt is given nor a tefillah. Then we must follow that I'm cooking of the mensch. I'm cooking of them. That's what they know me. Es wird gebracht. Es ist safe, es ist so kashalle, Friedeke. He says, Friday night, when you brought the kinder, darf man sich sagen, by nomen. You have to call them by their names. Das Rabbeinu Bechaya sagt. Das ist ein Rabbeinu Bechaya. Mehre, das Rabbeinu Bechaya. Janka lekum, abrache. David lekum, abrache. Du darfst auch kuschen. Abrache darf man geben. Rabbi sei mir dachtsach. That besides the inyan of the bracha, there's also a hava, it's a kesher. The inyan of bracha, the frat von a tate, it's a kind, it's an expression of love, of a hava. I have two eyes to this rabbi, sorry. Two mices. One is in the Gemara, Gemara is a nice from the Heilige Baruch Pev. Gemara sagt, as when Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol walked into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, at the Rabbeinu Shloilom, Levush Abadim, Betem, Shmuel B'ni, Vachem, Rabbeinu Shloilom, that won't come into the bracha for Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol. Shmuel B'ni, was will me doch? Was is the Chazal da Rabbis? What is the Chazal telling us? You really think that the Rabbeinu Shloilom needs a bracha from Yishmael Kohen Gadol, as a daf a bracha from them? Teich Rabbi Yisai is, Yom Kippur is the zman of the Geres Tehava, it's the zman of bracha, of Kesher. Bet Rabbeinu Shloilom Yishmael B'ni, express Ahava. The greatest expression of Ahava is through a bracha. The greatest bitui expression, as we can express in a hergish from Ahava, is through bracha. There's tefillah, and then there's bracha, which is a kesha, Ahava, Shmuel B'ni, Bacheni, Ein Mais. A zweite Meister, a Beisai von Heiliger Rebar Ber. Rebar Ber, Tiedua, Schwab used to say it over, Schwab von Bonsi, Zeche Tzadik Levrach, Fak das Ibezogim. Rebar Ber, tremendous Avis Yisrael, Peledik Avis Yisrael. Rebar Ber said about himself, when he comes to Shemayim, and they'll ask him, Nu, mit was ist er gekommen? With what are you trying to guarantee your Eilam Abba? So he would say, was mit Teirech will sagen, and don't forget, Rebach Ber's Yedua, sein Teirech, the answer, Eilam HaTeirech Lentach, they all learn Rebach Ber's Teirech. He says, I wouldn't say that. Because I would say, Efshibs, I didn't complete my responsibility, my Choyva Vifelich of Gelant. Could have done more. Mit mir fragen ihre Schmaien, weil ich schämen sich sagen, weil ich befragen Davnin. But this I would say, in my defense, sagt Rebar Ber, der heilige Rebar Ber, als ich hab lieb gehabt Jiden. Und wenn ich hab gesehen, a Jiden Gas, hab ich gewollt zuleifen zu ihm. Und ihm geben a Kusch, und ihm sagen, a Bruch auf den Kopf, a geben ihm a Bruch. Barber is saying that the bitui, the expression of Ahava, is through giving a bracha. And if you have a lot of Avos Yisrael, you're constantly giving brachas to Eden. That's because when you love somebody, you want, how do you express Ahava? And that the answer is, you express it through giving brachas. Barber is saying, I run over to everybody in the street, a bracha. And that was a sign of Avos Yisrael. Because when you have Ahava, you express it through bracha. Friday night, Rabbi Yisrael, is a time where there's Ahava. There's Ahava. I got the sword that Chassam Sefer used to be mevarech all the relatives. Sein kinder, sein edim, sein einaklach. Other Mepharshim bring down from Friedeke to Mevarach, the uncles and the aunts. Alts Meichel, that's the Lashon. That it's a Mechila. It's a Mechila that everybody's happy and we love each other. It's a Zman of Ahava. Umemela git min brachas. I want to tell you something interesting. I see the clock. Give me another minute, Rabbi Yisai. There's a Machlekes HaPeiskim. If you should make a Birchas Habanim with two hands, with one hand, a big tumul nachainim. It's brought down from the Ma'ariyabik that you should do with one hand or two hands. It's a ganze tumul. What's the problem? If you do with two hands, so you're doing like Birchas Kainim, like the Avoida. Kaisavachu, should you do it like Birchas Kainim? According to some safe, interesting, Birchas Habanim is mamish like Birchas Kainim. Okay, I hear, you can say Yeshiva Shetera, the Lav, the Isser Shabbai, maybe you can't do exactly like Birchas Kayanim, but you see in Yisoy that it's connected to Birchas Kayanim. It's brought down that the Noida Behuda was Mevarach the Goyim with one hand under his chuppah. And the Goyim said that from there he learned that you can't use two hands, you should only use one hand. Only use one hand. Rabbi Yisrael Pasik state klar in Pashas Vayichi that he tells the children to come over Vayichabek Lohem. What's the pshat in the kissing? What's the pshat in the holding? The hantafel cup. So you know this Hecher Nyanim Shefa. It's Ketuch the Shefa. It's Sinai. It's also the Kishre Heads Bayis. Stamas Dar Hashem Yidin Lo Lachdov As Vos Kedin Kutte Kabbali Nyanim. The Maviyavik says that it's Tezvav. It's 15. And Memela 15 is the letters, the words in Birchas Kanim are 15. Memela, will you place one hand? Aber bei Birchas Kanim allein, it's two hands. All right. Akopanim, we can rednu teira. The what? One hand. L'chayra was one hand. Okay. Abay said, mir datzach the pshat. It's not so much, and of course there is grace in Yanim in them, but it's to hold the child. It's to put your hand on him. It's to be mekashi yourself with the child. It's fanumen. The child comes over to him and tells him, ta, homework, this, that. Tata says, I'm busy. Okay, I'll tell you, good meisel. Ain't meisel. Dr. Zogin, ain't good to meisel. Zum Sof. Good to ain't meisel. Zayde fleck dibbe Zogin. How come in America there's such a thing called an old age home? And in Europe, there was no such a thing as an old age home. Such a santa zach, santa are. So Mr. Stanley couldn't afford it. That's some of the Pasha Pshat. It's kostach gut the geld. Unless the government pays for it, and that you won't get a good slot, right? The Zayde Gesak said there's a tifa havan over here. A child is born in Europe at the Tatz Chibri again with the kind. Day and night, he was busy with the child. No? When the father needed that the child should take care of him, Saif Yamov. So he returned. He was machzir. He returned what the father did for him, knowing the tatav getan from there. In America, as up to say, a kid is born right away, the nanny. He a little bit older, you take it to the babysitter. A little bit older, right away to the gun, goes to the playgroup. From the playgroup to school, from school to camp, from camp to. So, okay, very good. So when it's time to take care of you with the Reich Shikkenin camp, Reich Shikkenin, we'll send you also to the baby. We'll send you also to the babysitter. What's the limud Rabbi say? You know, a whole life could go by. And we don't have a psakeshim et akin. Fight it tonight. The inyan for bichas kainim is weisen ahava. And therefore you have to kiss and you have to hug and you have to hold. Now, I rather never placed my hand on my son to give Birchas Kayanim. I hugged him. I always put my hands around him. To me, I understood the whole union of the bracha is Vais Nahava. Hug the kid. In today's times, Abayisai, it's not enough just to put your hand on the kid. And I'm saying, Gabin, I could. This is Friday night, Birchas Av. B'chol ha'nefesh, ibegeben ha'geishim. Now the dust is b'chas ha'av l'bon.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.